We go into space because whatever mankind must undertake, free men must fully share.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Space Punks. This is episode number 11. I'm going to stop counting because I think I messed up last time, but this episode is going to be about astronomic binoculars. Astronomic? Astronomical? Astounding, amazing, fantastic binoculars that you can see amazing things like craters on the moon and different star clusters with. So let's get right into it with different kinds of binoculars that you could use. Oh, wait, before we get into that, you can see really cool stuff with binoculars. Don't get me wrong. You can go grab your dad's hunting, fishing, bird watching binoculars out of his cupboard or whatever, wherever he keeps them, and just use them to look at the moon. It's really cool. You can see with a cheaper $35 to $50 set, you can see tails of comets. And binoculars are a really good way to get associated and familiar with the layout of the sky and how everything's put together up there. So I'm going to start off with some really basic binoculars from Celestron. First, we have it's about $35. It's the Cometron 7X50. And they give you, it's a large portion of the sky. You can see comets. You can learn your way around from star to star. It's always good to have a sky guide with you when you use binoculars because you might get lost up there. And like I said, they're about $35. You can pick them up relatively cheap, inexpensively at Celestron's website. And they're really handy to have. You know, you throw them in a backpack and you just go. You go out to some field someplace where there's no light and you start looking up. That's as easy as it gets, right? All right, now we're going to jump to the mid-range. These are some binoculars that you're going to need a tripod for because they're quite hefty. They're called the SkyMaster 20X80 binoculars. You can check them out at Celestron's website again, celestron.com. That's CELESTRON.com. And they're great for low light. They make a bright image, but you're going to need a tripod. Well, you're going to want a tripod. If you're big and beefy or if you have a little bit of heft to you, you could carry these things around, but they're pretty big. They're about the size of a grown man's shoulders of a width, and they're quite long, but they give you 20 times magnification, which is amazing. They're suitable for terrestrial or astronomical viewing. They have a rubber covering for a good grip on the binoculars, and they also have a center focus knob that's very easy to use. It comes with a tripod adapter as well. So you can just stick it on your normal tripod, and they're about $150. So that's kind of mid range for these guys. But they're also great, which is cool. This is really cool. They have a long relief, so they're ideal for people that wear eyeglasses, and they come with a, travel and storage case as well. Now we get into the SkyMaster DX9X63. That's a 9 times magnification portal prism binocular. They have extremely sharp clear views. They're very rugged, and they incorporate a waterproof and a fog-proof nitrogen-purged performance. So they have, and this is another model that you're going to want a tripod for, unless, of course, you're jacked like Hulk Hogan. And not many people can, I mean, you're not going to get a very clear, steady view if you're not using a tripod with this binocular in particular. It's good for terrestrial, you know, you can see things on the Earth, you can see things on the moon, which is very cool, but you'll see it closer than the last model that I mentioned. And you'll also be able to possibly pick up faint galaxies, and it's possible that you might get a hint of a nebula in there. These are in the 229 range, about $230 US. And they're the Skymaster DX 9x63 binoculars. All right, and here comes the Skymaster 25x100 binoculars. These are the big mamma jammas. These things are freaking huge, and they have a gigantical 100mm objective lens. Offers you the maximum brightness in low and long-range conditions. So these will see a lot more detail on things like the moon, things like galaxies and nebulae. You'll be able to see a little bit more detail in how the galaxies are shaped. Now, that being said, these things are pretty freaking big. You're going to want a tripod. You need a tripod for these. Celestron offers a couple tripods that you could use. There's a Trail Seeker tripod and a Regal Premium tripod that are around the $100, between $100 and $160 range. And these Skymaster 25x100 binoculars are at $370. But you're going to get some really cool visuals from them. And you can throw them in a backpack. That's the cool thing about these is that you can throw them in a backpack. They're heavy, not too heavy, but you could throw them on your back and go hiking up trails without worrying about carrying a bunch of astronomy equipment with you to your destination. So it's the cool thing about binoculars is that they're portable. So you throw them in your backpack, you throw your tripod in your backpack or on your backpack strap, and just go up into the woods someplace, find a clearing, and you're good for the night. Take them camping with you, throw them in your car. Well, don't throw them because they might damage them. Place them gently in your car and take them on a road trip with you. And you always have a clear view of the sky, a clear magnified view of the sky. Binoculars are near and dear to my heart because the first time that I ever looked at the moon was through a pair of my dad's military binoculars that he stole from the army. When he came back from the Korean War. And so I don't know if he stole them or if he just brought them back. I don't know what the issue was or if they were issued to him or whatever, if he could keep them, but he brought them back with him from the military. He wouldn't let us use them because he used them for hunting, but I snuck into his closet one night and stole them back. I stole them from him. And as a kid, you know, you don't think of that stuff. You think, oh, this will be cool. I'll get to, you know, go out and use my dad's crazy binoculars. And when I used them, I got to see some cool stuff. I got to see the moon up close, the craters of the moon for the first time. And that is kind of what sparked my whole interest in astronomy. So if you have a chance, pick up some, it doesn't matter what kind of binoculars you have. If you have a $13 pair from Walmart, or if you have a $400 pair or a couple $1,000 pair, it doesn't matter. Just get out there, look at the moon, look at the stars, learn your way around the sky, enjoy the night and the silence, and enjoy the cosmos for what it is. And these binoculars that I told you about today, these aren't the only binoculars on the market. If you use Amazon or Google or whatever, you can search for astronomy binoculars and you'll find others. These are just examples, a couple examples, actually. I'm just familiar with Celestron products, so that's why I told you about them. All right, that's all I have for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I gave you a little bit of hint of how to find cool binoculars to use. If you want to contact me, you can tweet me at the Space Bunks. And I think that's the only way you can contact me right now. The website's coming up soon. It's going to be called thespacebunks.com. I also run spaceindustrynews.com. And on Twitter, that's spaceindnews. I don't know why they wouldn't let me use industry, but it's spaceindnews. You can subscribe to that and follow me there because it's kind of automated, but you get all the latest space news as it happens. But also, if you want to follow me at the Space Punks on Twitter, that would be great. And I want to thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And as always, the only limit is your imagination.